Okay, let's get started. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. We're starting off with the Vanguard newspaper. There's a story here. Ikoyi building collapse. Drama as relatives fight over recovered bodies at IDH. Oh, my goodness.
Yes, yes, what? Yes. I'd like very quickly for the authorities to get a hold on that. It's bad enough that you have a relative under this circumstance, and then to not get the body becomes a bullfight. The commissioner for health should please speed up this process so that the families are less traumatized.
Yeah, some form of closure.
So that they're less traumatized and they can have some closure. And I think it's up to it. Our commissioner of health in Lagos is somebody that, you know, we know will be jolly well up to it. Just speed it up. Speed it up. Meanwhile, it says that as at yesterday, 7 p.m., search and recovery efforts were still ongoing. I don't know what the focus of the search and recovery assets are. Must be for bodies.
Yeah, for bodies. And maybe identity cards.
Identity cards and so on and so forth. Which brings us to a point that I thought of just this morning when I saw this news. By now, we expect the government to lay a lot of emphasis, amongst other things, to bring to notice of all Nigerians who work anywhere in Lagos State, at least within the jurisdiction of the governor, that there must be a manifest. It is for this that when you go to a company, you put your name down and sign in. Even the motor parks have gotten a hang of it. I had said before that the government needs to control what happens at building sites. For example, I would have thought that all building sites should be closed by 6 o'clock. It's 6 p.m. You don't have hangers on in the neighborhood. This is not a time when we will be talking about freedom of this and freedom of that. We have to think of the general good. I expect something forthcoming from government to say, look, all building sites must close by 6. Anybody on a building site, if you have a contractor must have a full list of all his workers and give them an identifiable jacket.
And visitors.
And visitors too should
and
have
food sellers.
Food sellers.
You know.
You should be able to identify all people. Because apart from this, the issue of collapsed buildings, what you have had in other areas is an influx of people of unexplained circumstance in a lot of neighborhoods. In my neighborhood, for example, there are so many people that wear some dirty clothes and you say, oh, it must be a worker somewhere, but they're unidentifiable. And with the security situation we have in this country, everybody must be identified as much as possible.
Because it's very easy to infiltrate.
So we are going to, this is a time for us to quickly put in all these reforms. And I expect the government to be proactive in this particular sense. And by the way, I want to repeat what I said yesterday. Unfortunately, it didn't happen at 7:30. I got a call from a top politician of the APC. I will not mention his name. And it happened that they complained so much about the one of my programs at 9 with, what's his name now? With
not the one
Usman,
yesterday.
Kunle Usman, yes, that went viral. And his first complaint was that, Jimmy, you are not fair. This thing was one-sided. I said it was one-sided because there was only one guest, if there were two. And we were not, the guest came to express his own opinion. So I told him, if you feel, and he thought that it was unfair to the government and so on and so forth. I didn't sympathize with him on that. And he also said that he thought that I was biased. I appeared to be biased. And I told him there's no point being polite. I was biased. That I have this drive to make sure that this state runs well. Their own ambition is to stay in power. My own ambition is to make sure, my bias is to make sure this state runs well. Because I'm not a shareholder in their enterprise.
Yeah.
And I now told him, the reason why I'm making this public is, you know, with politicians, when they relay messages, they could model it up. I said, this is an open invitation to either the party or to anybody who is a supporter of God, please come forward and we'll give you the equal time that we gave Kunle Uthman. That's the way these things work. Okay, to just dismiss it as it was one, of course, it was. If you have one person, it's already one-sided. And we were not having a debate. We had the man as a guest. So this is an open invitation to APC, whatever it is. if you feel that it was, come and give your own side. The man from the Lagos Fire Service initially said he wanted to come. He reneged on it. So that clears that. And the other thing is the Senate has intervened and said, they've said what normally should be said. Only certified professional bodies should erect structures. And the estate surveyors have said that professionals should be prosecuted. It is important that we get some kind of closure on this, but it's also important that we get to the end of it to prevent things like this recurring. Now listen, and let's all listen well. Do you know that it is not a building in progress? It's not only a building in progress that can go down.
Yeah.
A building that has been on for 10 years and hasn't been well constructed can still go down one day.
And some buildings, they have lifespans. They have when they need to be renovated.
Renovated. So, if you think it's none of your business, you live in a bungalow, or you don't live in a bungalow, you sleep in open, you spread a mat, and nothing will fall on you, even though a coconut or something could. You will find yourself having to go to various places. And that's why it concerns everybody. And that's part of what I told this gentleman yesterday, that look, you people want to preserve yourself in government. I have no problem with that. But remember that you can also be affected. Because he was saying to me, why are you so angry? I said, why wouldn't I be? These are people's children,
yeah.
People's parents.
Parents, siblings.
It could happen to everywhere you go now. You need to be conscious. In a lot of buildings, for example, I don't take the lift.
Why?
I don't. It's a safety process. If I get to a premises, a lift is lying idle. There's nobody
using, actively using it.
No, not using it. There's nobody downstairs in case there's any whatever, you know.
There's nobody, no operator.
No operator or whatever downstairs. I won't go into that lift. Indeed, I think people need to go back to that procedure. We need to be careful about. I've been involved in a fire before. I came down from the 8th floor NIDB building with a rope.
Whoa.
Yes. I was there with Paul Lawal. Paul Lawal was the MD of, what do they call it now? And there was a fire. It was 8th floor parking. There was more smoke than fire eventually. But I kept saying to myself, these cars might start exploding.
Yeah.
So I know the trauma that I was able to do it. But for 6 months after, around that time, I always had the shakes. So I've been through, yeah, so we need to put a premium on safety.
I agree.
A bit of common sense and whatever applied can save a lot of lives. So please, it's everybody's business.
In some buildings, they have an operator in the lift that rides up and down with
one of the best buildings I've been to in terms of safety. I don't know if it's still the same way, is the UAC building. They have a monitor and three people sit and monitor the lifts.
Good.
Movement of the lifts.
Good.
And the lifts have an operator.
Good. Good. Makes you even feel comfortable. Something, makes feel comfortable. A story I saw earlier this morning about the inquest. The Lagos State government has opened up a panel to look into this, but the Lagos State Commissioner for Information had said that journalists would not be allowed to cover. What do you make of that? According to him, media persons will create a crowd and the panel
that
needs
is,
to focus.
It's complete nonsense. You see, what it does is that it begins to lend credence to what Kunle Uthman and some of us believe, that these people might have something to hide. How can you have an inquest that will not be, of a building that came down that will not be covered by the media? In any case, we are strong advocates of a judicial inquest, because this is a technical inquest. It maybe is right. Is a departmental inquest. You see, the APC government, to put it bluntly, are in serious trouble on this. And if they don't handle it with the truth that it deserves, they might have themselves to blame. I'm laying this out in the open. This is not a matter of us versus them. You will not hide anything in this. Because people's lives, do you know how many people are dead? You know, there are those that are physically dead.
Yeah.
But there are those that are dying because of this. The gentleman that I call my son, I can imagine in what state his father is.
Yeah. The trauma.
You can imagine the trauma.
Okay. Let's go on to talk about another very big story across Nigeria today. It's reported here by The Vanguard. Anambra, it's Soludo, records landslide victory in Ihiala supplementary poll. Gunmen engage joined security operative in the shootout at Ihiala. IPOB denies involvement in gun duel with security forces. IPOB did not clash with security forces at Dinuba. We don't know of any killing in Ihiala, please say. We hear that it was peaceful. So,
I'm happy that this election took place. And then the numbers you have are the numbers that you have. I'm also happy that IPOB allowed peace to reign. And there is something that, you know, gives me some kind of comfort that APGA won that election. That was APGA and not any of the two big parties. I don't want to go into the full politics of that, but the implication is known to a lot of people. That was APGA that won. The bonus on top of it, of course, is the credentials of Soludo are impeccable. However, I don't know if he'll be able to handle the politics of being a state governor. Because, you see, it's one thing to know or have all the Turenchi and have all whatever it is, but to handle the politics. But if I'm thinking that if he gets a lot of support, Soludo can start to turn things around in Anambra State for the better. I think intellectually he has the wherewithal. Whether he now has the will, I don't expect Soludo, for example, to think of buying a Rolls Royce or all these things. I'm sure and I hope that his focus would be on development, which is what the East needs at this point in time.
And talking about that development, the next story ties onto that. Yes. Southeast Governors Ohaneze to industrialize Igboland, says Ibuan Yawu. This is the chairman, Elders Council of Ohaneze Undigbo Worldwide.
Yeah, this is coming almost about 40 years late. Immediately after the Civil War, the Igbo should have concentrated on development.
Industrialization,
rather than bother themselves about whether they're giving due recognition at the center. They have the wherewithal to stand on their own. You see, Biafra can be an entity even within Nigeria. By the time you develop, look at what Awolowo did to the West. That's why we are far ahead. They should have focused. Instead, what you had was that a lot of their elite and rich people took a flight and left their land. They have more people outside than inside. But I'm glad that everybody is now seeing this focus. Okay, they were all content with going out, making much more money and coming to boast about it during Christmas and so on and so forth. That is not going to happen again. And I am very happy that they have to leave the issue of, you see, when we talk about federalism and so on and so forth, you can develop within the structure that we have.
Yeah,
the same can happen to the Southwest. All the states, they have Odua investment. You can develop your area.
Yeah, I agree.
There are some areas you might not, because of some constitutional whatever. If you walk away to the top, you can find a way around it.
But the possibilities
are
there.
Leave the center. Let them keep fighting for whatever it is, and you develop your own area.
Yeah.
I'm glad this is happening because the problem in the East really is that you have a bubbling youth that need a lot of intellectual development to grow and industrialization. And I'm glad this is happening now.
Let's see another one. We're still staying with the Vanguard today. Oluwo traditionalist bicker over sacrilege against Yoruba deities. They're even saying they might protest this sacrilege.
They shouldn't protest. The elders know what to do. They have to get rid of this man. You cannot eat your cake and have it. You are a traditional ruler. As a traditional ruler, you are a custodian of the of our traditional religions and cultures. If you feel that they don't matter anymore, and if according to him he says, I can't be a slave to any deity, and so why don't you leave the post for those who want to?
You were not forced to do it.
And go and become a bishop. This is hypocrisy. There is a big problem in Yoruba land now as we speak, because a lot of our traditional rulers, they do what they want.
They're either also Christians and
they're either also Christians building churches in our palaces and so on and so forth. That is part of the problems of the black man. You don't even know what you want to do. You can't be a traditional ruler and be a prophet. It's a contradiction. Even Kant should move against it. But you know, our people are very hypocritical. They won't talk. And that's why we are all in a mess. I'm not a traditional whatever, but I believe in our traditional religions and culture. I'm not a practitioner, yes. But I believe that it's not something that should be discarded. After all, our forefathers had this. Okay? So people need to keep their prejudices their personal religious priest themselves, when you take up a position, you can't eat your cake and have it.
Some of them argue, though, that they do all of these things, both the traditional, the Islamic, the Christianity, because they are supposed to be the father to all.
They are not. They are father to all. But let's be very honest with ourselves. We are not going to discard our own practices for certain persons. If you are not inclined to such things, but you see, the whole process has been bastardized. Politicians have messed it up. The elite, the rich people have messed up the whole process. So you find that how many Yoruba Obas today can thump their chest and say, Ifalo Mumi?
Yeah, but well, is it totally their fault? You know, right now their office is under the local government.
Look, minus being the local, that's why I said politicians. That is the bane of the black man. We usually don't know what we want. That's what it is. We should give unto Caesar what. The fact that you are under a local government is just a process. In Benin, thank God for the Benin people. They still stuck to their tradition.
They hold it. Right.
If the man is still under the local government chairman, but local government chairman knows who the Oba is.
Yeah.
It's Yoruba land that has, because that's the one that I know. I don't know what it's like in the north or in this, but in Yoruba land, the whole process has been messed up. What we now have is that our Obas have become showcases.
Mm.
They've forgotten tradition. They've forgotten showing empathy to the people. If an Oba is driving two Rolls Royces at the same time, one in front and another one spare, comes to a place with 50 people in tow and so on and so forth, what message is he sending to the man looking at him who has not had 1 meal in a day?
Do you think we can fix this?
Is it too late? We can fix it by resolve, but unfortunately there are too many things to be fixed in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Too many things. But I look at what some of our Obas, KBS, with due respect, I haven't mentioned anybody, but I look at what most of them are doing. And part of the problem is this. With traditional things, you have to be very careful. If you take up a position that you are not entitled to, like the Yorubas will say, I don't know an English, people say you're doing nonsense. No. But
because nonsense is
But one on one is deeper than that.
Yeah, it is.
You know what they call, you just be doing the wrong things. You know. But poverty has
like having an elephant in a China shop.
It's even worse than that.
It was worse than that. You don't want to have one on one.
When you hear something like that, a king dances naked in the marketplace, what do you think it is? Go and check most of our rulers. I'm not saying all, but most of them. You know, ask people. Unfortunately, Yorubas are not known to be outspoken. It is not a tradition to be outspoken.
Yeah, because it's tend to be.
Rather, we say things that belief should be said. It's tended to be rude. That's why sometimes I've heard people say this man must be of some other stock than Yoruba. I mean, I don't know. What I know is the way I've been trained is to say the truth or keep my mouth shut. Let's go to the next one.
Sad story that we all woke up to this morning. Pastor Odukoya's wife dies of cancer. That's Pastor Nomthi Odukoya. Really, really sad story.
This is a test of faith.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
This is a test of faith. When this gentleman lost his first wife, I've never met him.
Bimbo Odukoya.
When he lost Bimbo Odukoya, I've never met him. But occasionally, I'd pick up my phone and call him. Till date, I've never met him. But we speak on the phone just so. Because I don't, to be honest, let me put it bluntly, I don't understand the new, I'm from the old school. I'm an Anglican. I don't understand the new world. But, and that the because of the bad behavior of a lot of practitioners in this area, that even led Wale Adifara Singh to say publicly, I heard it in Guiding Light Assembly, that nobody should call me pastor anymore. But in the midst of all this, there are some pastors that I respect. Wale Adifara Singh, Itua Igodalo, Sam Adeyemi, and this man. You know,
Taiwo
Odukoya. The other one name you expect me to mention, the other two or three, they've been affected over time. Their members have pushed them in a direction that they might have to answer to God for. But that's not for me to judge. I leave it at that. So, now this is the test of faith for this gentleman. Lost his first wife, you know, to the crash. And now this.
Got himself together, remember?
I picked up my phone about three times yesterday and dropped it because I don't know how to console him. I don't know, but that is, people will tell you that is how God works. He can test, he can put you to the limit in tests. I sympathize with Pastor Odukoya. I'm going to try and pick up my phone and now call him. But this is on record that I sympathize with him. I wish his members would have a lot of understanding towards him and not put him under pressure.
Yes,
not put him under pressure. Because this woman had two boys for him.
Yeah.
May her soul rest in peace. Pastor, this is a cross you have to bear. Don't fall. It's very important. Don't fall. Be steadfast. I think at the end of the day, you know, things will get better for you.
Let us pray.
Yeah. Let us really, really, really pray for this gentleman, for Pastor Taiwo.
It's been through a lot. And the children too, the young boys. Really sad. Okay, let's see our next story. It's in the Punch newspaper today. Senate orders IG to probe missing journalist whereabouts. Some journalists had protested recently.
Is a journalist of the Vanguard.
Tunde Salim.
Yes, is a journalist of the Vanguard, a family that I belong to. I'm part of, Uncle Sam always says, Jimmy, your family. I'm part of the Vanguard family and always will be. But so I'm a bit concerned, but I'm also concerned that this gentleman got missing. As I'm sitting down here, I've read about four or five different stories published even in the Vanguard about him, but I don't know what he looks like.
Yeah, no picture.
So what I'm saying is we are not showing a lot of seriousness in looking for this guy. Now the question that, because I even said, Sheriff and I discussed it, that how come the Vanguard carries this man's story? But no photograph. I don't know what, if the guy walked past me 50 times, I
wouldn't know. And it's even just in a small, I expect that this will be front page every day.
I expect the Vanguard to have gone to town, put it on their front pages.
Small column right here that you could miss.
Is he in hiding or is he missing?
Yeah, well, the story is that he's missing since October 13th. All phone contacts between 8 p.m. and 9 p.m.
This is where journalism really should come to play. Somebody should dig up something and say, did he have any challenge on a particular story which would make us believe that
what was he working on?
Has he been picked up or do you think he's genuinely missing? I think kidnapping is out of the question now because by now they would have been asking for a ransom. I think the press needs to up their ante on this. All newspapers need to come round to support. If you give us the materials, we'll help you here on radio every day to make sure that we find this guy. Remember, it could be you tomorrow.
That's it.
It could be you
That's
tomorrow.
Just unfortunate.
And I'm sorry to say, even the Vanguard has not shown that urgency and seriousness in looking for this guy. There must be more to it than meets the eye.
Well, according to the report, he covered the House of Reps. So, I mean, it might be easy. I don't know what precisely might have happened, but he was... House of Reps reporter. You know, we have a presidential villa, we have Senate reporter, we have House of Reps. So that was what the story says here. There was a... that's it. Let's hear a final story before we leave. Social media is on fire, but I'm not sure I'll be able to get there before we go. New salary package for Nigeria police underway. This is good news. Is there a date to this, when this is going to start? Police will get a new salary package, federal government says.
I think the better news would have been that even if you, I'm just saying this, that if you left the salary but did something more to the welfare, the barracks, the uniform policy, the health facilities, insurance in case you're short, and things like that. Remember with insurance, if you insure every policeman, for example, for X amount, it's only 0.5% that you will pay as premium. So rather than, you know, for example, you could put them on the comprehensive health insurance so you don't put yourself under strain.
Yeah. At least you take care of their health care.
The police clinics that you have, I'm sure, are not adequate. I don't think they're adequate to take care of what you have on ground. Why don't you give every policeman an insurance policy, work it out with an HMO, so they can go to, they can have the best facilities? Do you think it's easy for you to wake up every morning knowing that you could be shot, all kinds of things could happen to you before you go back in the day, if you're not well motivated?
Yeah.
So this salary is going to be eaten up by inflation.
Unfortunately.
The mummy water and all the things, the mummy mama put and whatever in the barracks now here that they are going to increase the oh, but as they go, so I don't hear say they're going to increase your salary. Oh.
Meat is now 200.
So that common way they chop, they take knack beer. I go, you know, it's not just salary, really. It's not just salary. How much would they add? Maybe 10%. So if a policeman is on 40K, 10% of 40K is what?
4,000.
So what are you saying? It's been eaten up by inflation.
We need to go now. Someone says right. Here that Warren is erratic.
It's worse than that.
I don't know what else to say. All right, guys. Jiminito is back at 9 o'clock. Today is Diabumi. It's going to be really sweet.
Today is Diabumi.
Okay, I'll be here to also hear the gist.
Yeah, Omar Dungon.
Omar Dungon. But after the news on the hour, we'll continue our conversation from yesterday, looking at the experts who help you build your houses in Lagos. We're having a surveyor join us today. If you're an expert, also, you can call in. Sell and go away.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.